Right, guys, hi, and welcome to THFC Till We Die, home time, past, present, and in uncertain future, of course, on the Thomas Frank. Now, normally I would start the show and the intro comes flying up, and you've got the top columns, brilliant song in Tottenham Till I Die, and everything is grand. But we have an updated version of our intro. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time it's being aired. So, this is the world premiere of our new updated video of, as I gurgle down, have my throat, the new intro of Tottenham Till I Die. Enjoy it, and we'll see you in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Let us know what you think.
Just
what did you think? What do you reckon, Rain? Did you like it?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, absolutely. Love the Richie goal close to the end. Hopefully we'll see a lot more of those. Mind you, we've got one at the weekend, so
me and Colm actually spent about an hour and a half in that today, putting that together. And we wanted to make it the whole thing of the channel's DNA is past, present, and the future. It's all about I love history. So it had to be about the history of the two. And there's a few Easter eggs in there. I don't know, any Tottenham history, Mike, did you work out the Easter eggs in the beginning of that intro?
I'd have to go and watch it again.
Right. One of them is a lamp. Tottenham were founded under a lamp outside White Hart Lane.
Yeah.
Tottenham were, the people that founded Tottenham were cricket enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Before they started. So they got the cricket link. You've got the lamp. I know it looked a bit red. It didn't look like that when we put it together. It didn't look like that. And then we've got the old pit. And then we go into the 1901 Champ FA Cup winning side. And we've sort of worked it on. And we were sitting there, who can we put in? And we thought, well, we had to put Hoddle in. And that goal for me is probably Hoddle's greatest goal. And that was against Nottingham Forest, I think in 81 or 80 or 81. Where it was kicked out, header, volley straight in the net. You had to have Gazza in there. You had to have Hoddle's partner, Waddle. from the song which they never should re-release ever again. Please, for the life of me. I listened to it yesterday for the first time, Rain, and I'm telling you, it was damn awful. It was bad then. I forgot how awful it was. And then, of course, you have to come up to the Robbie Keane's, the Berbatovs, the Defoes, and then up there to Harry Kane, and then the lifting the trophy. So, look, guys, I hope you liked it. It's the updated version. So, yeah, let us what you think. Let us know in the comment section what you think. Rain, you what, bud?
I'm going to go and watch it back.
Yeah, the music doesn't change, but we thought we'd change something. Thing. I'm really pleased with it. And also, thank you to Colin as well, who's built me my new studio as well. So I've now moved into a brand spanking new studio as well. So do that. Rain, how are you, bud?
I'm very good, thank you. Very good. Yeah, it's a bit fuzzy. There we go. Yeah, very good. It's been a weird couple of days. Yeah, can't really do nothing else to say really. I mean, Tottenham related, how am I? I don't know, it's tough. It's tough out there. I'm quite active on X.
Yeah.
And as you know, I'm sort of crossed quite a lot of a lot of other channels as well. The there's a lot of people who are in the same boat that you are. It's bleak out there.
I want to explain why I'm Frank out, and I will get to the chat, and then I'll explain why I'm Frank out, because a lot of people think I've gone too early. I know Dave and Jack think I'm a hipster, I'm ahead of the curve. Like, you know what? Wexford has to beat Kildare at something, and why not this? So, you know, County Wexford has to beat Dave. I'm coming for your crown. I am coming for your crown. But Thursday at 4, guys, we do have Irish Lads Talk Spurs, me and Dave's latest podcast, where we're actually at the end of it, guys. We're actually putting a little boxing segment at the end of the podcast now on our Irish Lads Talk Spurs. It's something we both enjoy. Big up to Luke Chapman. It says the fields are green, the skies are blue. Never rain goes winding through the market square. It's a cobblestone. It takes the old deers to the bones. No fewer town you'll ever see. No fewer town you'll. My Northampton town, my club, my don. Kevin Nolan, sack him now. Maybe we could save that last bit to my Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. I'm done for Thomas Frank. Sack him now. It doesn't really go, does it? Big up to you, Giant 68. It says, is the music the same? Hell yeah, that music ain't changing. That theme song is not changing. But the video, but a different video, looks pretty good, by the way. It is the best intro in town. Thank you, Conham, so much. Big up to David Clark. It says, hi from Leicester. Hope everyone in the chat as well. Big up to you, Mr. Clark. Hope you're doing well. And did you work out the Easter eggs in that? There is Easter eggs in that intro. I didn't know it until I watched it just now. There is Easter eggs into Tottenham's history there. Big up to the legend, the myth, the man, the Manchester United, who's hurting very badly last night, to be fair to him, Rayman, to be fair to him. Man United were poor last night. I have got a question slightly on the Everton sending off, and I agree with David Moyes, but we'll get into that. It says, we'll work on some new music. The music's fine, bud. It's the, you know, I love the intro. Leave it as it is. It's perfect. It is perfect. Big up to Bing Guy. You reap what you sow. Yeah, fair enough. Big up to Ryan. Big up Dermo and Rain. Look, I will strap yourself down for this, Rain. Ryan, I will strap yourself down for this. It's going to be a bumpy ride for you. So strap yourself in. Get yourself some Iron Brew. Get yourself a Marathon bar or a Snicker bar and sit on the couch and eat it and think. And think like the man who liberated Scotland all them years ago. Be like him. Be Braveheart. Big up to you, Ryan. Hope you're well. Bing Guy says, Spurs deserve to get justice, sir. I don't know what this fucker's on about. Yeah, anyway. We move on. big up, Conham, as long as it is.
Yeah. I think, how do I say their name? Binny guy, I think they've got a point. I think when you play as insipid as we played, when you play as limp as our, I know this is about tomorrow, I know this is about the PSG game.
Yeah.
But when you play as limp as our players played and as timid as our players played, then you get what you deserve.
That's- yeah, no, you do. You do. I agree, Rain. I look, you know me. You and me have been fans long enough to know we've seen worse than this. But even them teams in the 90s gave 100%. You never knew. You never thought a team under, I mean, even under Ozzy Ardiles, this 90s team, they were crap. But they gave 100%, didn't they? Every game.
The weird thing, you know, even going, you know, let's go back to, you know, Aaron Lennon wasn't an amazing player, right?
Yeah.
But you knew that every game he was going to do his job.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Armstrong, Stephen Iverson, you know, going back, you know, all these players, they were never, you would never have said, you know, well, they certainly weren't the best in the league, but they tried to do their jobs. They knew what they knew what their jobs were, and I don't think that's a manager problem, by the way. I think that's a player problem. They knew what their jobs were, and they bloody well got on with it. And it is really worrying just how inept the players were at the weekend.
Yeah, look, I think you're right in that. And look, I would take a Chris Armstrong or a Stephen Everson now up front, or Robbie Keane. Can you imagine if we had a... Do you remember the time Robbie Keane decked Edgar Davids in the training ground? Because he got a bit cocky. And Robbie Keane floored him. Because nobody acts like that here. I mean, that's the sort of mentality. You're right. It is a mentality. I think it's a football of today problem, right? It's not a football of the past, right? I think if you look at some of the players, Colin probably would agree with me, some of the players that have played for Manchester United didn't give a shit about the shirt. Certain players don't give about the Tottenham shirt. I think the Keeler's right. It's a mentality, but it's a mentality of what's around and what culture is today in society. Where if we were to go back to the Graeme Roberts or the Paul Millers or the Dave McKay's of David Clark's time or Philip Brady's time, or you know, you look, Graeme Roberts wouldn't have, even if the team was crap, you would guarantee Graeme Roberts would go out there and give 110%. You know, Paul Miller would, or Steve Archibald would, or Gary Mabbott. Gary Mabbott was a type 2 diabetic who had to inject himself before every game. But you can never question his loyalty to the badge. And that's what got me yesterday. That's what got me on Sunday, Rain. This is a North London derby. And they played like they didn't care. And I know we'll get on to PSG, and I am going to talk about my reasons for being at Frank out so early. But I've seen enough this season, Rain, to make me believe that maybe this is a job too far for him. Mm. He's taken his Brentford mentality into Tottenham and tried to make Tottenham Brentford. We're not Brentford. And what is the Tottenham way? The Tottenham way is attacking, free flowing football. Do you know?
Ozzy was the the, you know, the what's the word? He sort of characterised Tottenham. That's why he settled so well when he came across the pond with Ricky Villa in the late 70s and playing for us in the 80s. And then even during his short stint with us with the famous, what was it, the famous attacking five, you know. And that was classic Spurs, and that's why Poch... Yeah. Is just so, you know, everybody loves Poch so much, is because, you know, we pretty much attacked with like four or five players all the time. So yeah, I totally 100% get it. It is in our DNA. I just like you, take great pride in the the game was the game was about glory. Quote that's really that embodies what Spurs is, and the weekend was not that.
No, to dare is to do, isn't it? That's the motto. To dare is to do. Big up to David Clark. He got it. He picked up one of the Easter eggs. He says the name Hotspur came from the 14th century knight called Sir Henry Percy. Yeah, the Percy family owned the cricket club. He got it. Big up to you. And Tottenham were formed under a lampshade, under a street lamp about 200 yards away from White Hart Lane stands now, or the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium stands now, which is quite remarkable. Big up to you, Rhino. He says, Dermo, you're way too early. Not really. It's a shame because you give Ange more time than Frank. But, hey, that's your opinion. I respect that. I remember you, Wayno, coming out a lot earlier against Ange, not my manager. And you saying, I mean, you didn't even support us, celebrate us winning our biggest trophy we've won in 41 years. I respect your opinion. You're an Ange out. I have a way that of my team playing, and why I'm Ange out is Thomas Frank. I don't think he has the grasp to manage Tottenham Hotspur. I don't think he has the ability to manage Tottenham Hotspur. You keep saying it's all Enoch's fault. Well, it's not. Daniel Levy picked Thomas Frank. It's his pick. I had that confirmed by my sources. It was his pick. And I just don't think, I think this is too big of a job for him. I don't like his football. We're playing at home and we're playing defensive football. We're playing just to gain a point. I'm sorry, that's not the Tottenham way. That's not how we play at Tottenham. Tottenham play on the front foot attack. And I'm sorry, I get your franking. I get your dislike from Ange, but Ange did one thing no other manager couldn't. Conte couldn't do it. Jose Mourinho couldn't do it. Pochettino couldn't do it. Ange won us a trophy where all other managers failed. So I think you do. I think you need to do show some respect for him for winning the trophy. Yes, he lost 22 league games, but finished 17th. Yes. But Thomas Frank is not the man to take us forward. I'm sorry. And I'm going early with it. And I'm standing by it, Rain. I would stick by my guns on this. He has to. I want Thomas Frank. He has to earn my support.
Absolutely, and you know, the only thing that can happen is Thomas Frank. I know that there is nobody who would be more happy to be proved wrong in this instance, and for Frank to actually for Frank to turn a corner and do what you're saying he should do, and then start delivering results. And I know that you would then turn around and go, oh well, do you know what? He's met the conditions that I've said he needs. You know, I need a manager of Tottenham Hotspur to meet. And I know that you're the type of person who wouldn't fall on your word. And if you were proven wrong is the wrong. I don't want to say proven wrong because I don't think you can be proven wrong.
No,
but. If Frank starts to do what's right, then you would be the type of person to go, oh, okay, fair play to you. Okay, you've changed. I can now switch, but you know, I'm still concerned. You know, we'll see. I will just say on players, right? So I won't mention his name. I really want to mention his name, but my season ticket neighbour. He's been going to watch Spurs since the 70s. Season ticket holder since the 70s. He was there at the weekend in the Emirates. I remember last year turning around to him and saying, you know, I just don't get it. I just don't get why none of these players are turning around to each other and doing what we would have done when we were playing in the park. You know,
screaming
at each other, you know, back me up, you know, pass properly. And he turned around to me and he went, Wayne, that these guys never played on a park. These guys are all academy trained. And I think that is what Tequila was saying. I think that they're all in this. They're all very robotic.
Yeah, they are. They are robotic. I agree with you. I 100% agree with you on that. And could you imagine Graham Roberts standing for that back in the day? Or Gary Mabbott or Paul Allen or Paul Stewart?
Yeah.
You know,
or Souness, who came up through our academy.
Yeah.
You know, they would have turned around and they would have absolutely, you know, even like Hazard or Mabbott. Mm. Mabbott was never one, was never afraid to give somebody an earful. You know, nice guy that he was. On the pitch, he wanted to win. You know, he would quite often have a go at players when they weren't meeting standards. That's the way that it used to be.
Mm.
I think they're overcoached at too young an age.
Yeah, they are. I agree. All right, here's a question from David. Big up to you, David. If you do want to send it in the super chat, it does get ahead of the chat there, and do pick up your memberships to 99p. We are the cheapest memberships around. And look, we have our first member shows next Wednesday, so come and join me. Rhino, you're getting your wish next Wednesday. Come on, bud. David says, how many of this current Spurs squad that actually fit in that moment? Do you know what? I was thinking that while you were talking, I was looking at that. I don't think any would. Van de Ven. Maybe.
Yeah, he's the first name that comes to mind, and then you struggle.
You do. Do you know what my problem is? I think managers are too soft with players now. Managers of old would go in there, I think Thomas Frank's too soft with them. They need a bit of. Can you imagine Bill Nick with this lot? Bill Nick or Keith Birkinshaw? Do you know? Do you know Keith Berkshire would kick them in the ass? But big up, David.
Fergie would have thrown boots at them, wouldn't he?
I mean, would Fergie even get something out of this squad in his prime? I don't think even he would have done.
I don't think you know where I stand.
Yeah,
I don't think Fergie would have let the squad get to this level. I think he would have made damn sure that the squad had the decent level of quality. I mean, even in his last couple of years, what did he do? He went out and got Van Persie to be honest, he left Moyes with a bit of a rubbish squad, but it wasn't rubbish when Fergie was managing it, because he made sure that he had a squad that was capable. And I do think that's something that managers need to be a little bit stronger on these days.
Yeah, I agree. Like here, Carl says, I think Fergie could be getting more. I think Frank could be getting more out of these players. Just not sure what's going on. I said it in the watch along. Big up to you, Carl, boy. And Giant68 says, Bill Nick will pick the under-21 squad over this lot. Don't make, do you know what? He probably would have done.
Yeah.
Would have done. Yeah. Big guy says VDV is crap. I cannot. Are you a Tottenham fan or an Arsenal fan? Let us know. I don't mind if you're an Arsenal fan, as long as you're respectful. We have Everton fans come here. We have Newcastle fans come here. We have Manchester United, Man City. I don't care who you support, as long as you're respectful and put your football in across what we're talking about. So yeah, just let us know your support, bud. He says VDV is crap. Cannot defend properly. Stop rating these players. Average player. Van de Ven's probably one of our best players, to be fair. Ryan's asking, Dermo, I will, bro. We need to debate this week. Oh, okay. He's throwing down the challenge. We need a debate this week so me and you can have it out with Frank. Right. Let me talk to Tequila. See, can we do it for Friday? We're going to have Rain and Tequila in as moderators for this.
Yeah, because I'm very neutral. I'm not Frank in, Frank out. I was never Ange in or Ange out.
No.
I'm quite
so we need you and Tequila in as moderators, and you ask us questions.
I think if I'm honest, I think Ryan could do with waiting a couple of weeks to see
it. See if he's still here. Carl says it. He says you don't need to bait them as we get smashed.
Does that segue us quite nicely?
Yeah, it does. And then Carl then does answer Bingo. He says BDF is crap. Okay, fair enough. Right. Big up to everyone in the chat. Do hit the like button and the subscription. Right, let's get over a little bit of his press conference tonight. Rain, team news, everyone who was available for Arsenal is available tomorrow. Obviously, apart from Brendan Johnson, who is suspended. He was asked under the Arsenal defeat. I watched it back. It was a tough watch. It was not good performance. It's been two good days since with the talks and meetings, mainly about us. How we improve and how we go forward in football. They are setbacks, but is it about how you react? These meetings, I'm sick of these players coming out, Rain, and apologise and say, I'm sorry for this performance. I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear it no more. Look, very quickly, on the meetings, what do you think what the meeting was about? Do you think it was the players airing their problems with Frank and Frank then airing his problem with the players? Had a good... Do you think, hopefully, they've had a clear-to-air talk between a lot of them?
No, the way that he made it sound is it's they have regular meetings. They have regular pre-match meetings on how they're going to play and how the other team's going to play is the way that he's phrased it. But you would hope that in that meeting, there would be some Frank, pardon the pun, there will be some frank words being said that it's unacceptable to not win your duels, because he did point that out, that no matter how they're lined up, they need to win their duels. And if they don't win their duels, then you're gonna get overdone. That's the bonkers thing. We lined up with eight defenders, if you include the goalkeeper. And we conceded four goals.
I know. It's unreal. It's unreal. It really is. He was asked then about taking risks. What risks? Please tell me, what risks have we been taking? But anyway, he says, I think we do. I don't think you're watching the same games we're watching, Mr. Frank. Thomas, I think you need to go to Specsavers, mate. I really do. We could take more risks. Oh, shit, Sherlock. We could take a lot more risks. We should do all we can to create more chances. That is what we're working on. Yeah, right. See, there's questions like that just make me think, is he really watching what we're watching? Seriously. Yeah. He was there.
I think that's where he's letting himself down. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. And then he was asked about being head coach. He says part of taking his job was taking on the challenges. Part of the job is managing setbacks. No hell. No shit, Sherlock. We've got a major setback. Learning and moving on. I know how to build a team and a club. We will do that. What will be important is learning from bad spells. The best teams continue to work and still run hard. In the first 4 months, I've learned a lot about the team. All that learning has gone forward to finding the right format. Have we heard this before, this last bit? I've learned a lot about the team and I've learned... Didn't we hear this from Ange last season? And we heard it from Conte... Yeah. It's like a repeated record, isn't it, Rain? Again and again.
It's very much management speak. I've been in these. I've done sort of management training. I've done. There's a positive mindset training. Yeah. There's no setbacks. There's only lessons learned to take into the next process. All of that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and I am with you that we've heard it so bloody often.
Yeah,
that you want people to come out and be angry.
Yeah,
not sorry, angry. Yeah.
Do you remember Fergie coming out after United lost and how he'd be with the reporters? He'd be bitchy Carl says, "I have learnt that Richie and Johnson are still shit." Well. I think we've known that for a few years, to be fair. But they just reaffirmed how crap they were. This, for me, is the best. Big up to you, David. I love listening to Brian Clough stories, by the way. I can listen to them all night. He said, Brian Clough asked Stuart Pearce after his England debut, how did you do? He said, okay, boss. Clough said, I thought you were shite. You were a Sparks. He went, yeah. Brian got his eye on that. Right, fix this for me or you're out. It's just Brian Clough, isn't it?
Pearce was a Sparky, that's right. Yeah.
He was, yeah. Can you imagine Brian Clough manager at Tottenham back in the day, back in the 70s and early 80s? I don't know. I think he would have been...
Yeah, but so, I love this, Dermot. And yeah. You know what? You're absolutely 100% right. And David's 100% right. Our players could do with stuff like this. Spence has fallen off a cliff since he got his, you know, since he got his England call up and he got a big fanfare from the club, you know, and, you know, he got his own little video and stuff and all this kind of stuff. And all Cluffy was doing to Pearce was going, look, you're not the big man. You need to carry, you need to keep doing what you're doing. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was bringing him back down to earth. And maybe somebody needs to do that with some of our prima donnas, is bring them back down to earth and let them know that they need to, you know, they need to do what they need to do.
I think that's been my problem with Brendan Johnson as well, because I think ever since he won that Europa League medal, he's been walking around like he's the next best thing. He's not. And even with that James Maddison video, you see the players coming over. You're right, James. You know, like Romero come over, stood with Romero, and apparently Bentancur stayed with him all the time, which shows a lot about Romero's being a captain and being that person. And you got Brendan Johnson pulling faces at him through a window. I mean, you and me know how much the Gray legacy at Leeds is. That goes back to his father and grandfather. If I was Eddie's great dad, I would tell them, get a hell away from him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, absolutely. Big up David Clark, really bringing the big ones tonight. You see, it's nothing to do with the coach. When nobody wins a header anywhere on the pitch, none of our players got to the second half ball first. No anticipation to exactly. Absolutely, David. And look, we've got PSG tomorrow night, Rain. And look, I can be as delusional as I want and think, yeah, we're going to go there and we're going to win and, you know, we're going to get a result. My heart's telling me that. My head's telling me, hang on a minute here. This is PSG we're talking about. And everyone's saying, yeah, but didn't we outplay them in the Super Cup? Well, Dave said it last night in the fan show as well. They hardly had any preseason in them. And we just caught them at the wrong time. Now, if you do look at their form, all in competitions, PSG have only lost one out of the last five. Tottenham have lost three out of the last five in all competitions. How worried are you for tomorrow night, Rain? Because I am sort of pretty worried we're going to get battered tomorrow night.
So they've got two injuries. They've had three injuries. They've had Hakimi, who I've always had a soft spot for a fullback. I hate to say it, but in the 80s, one of my favourite players was Kenny Sansom. I absolutely loved him.
I know
he came from the other side.
Yeah.
But he was like, you know, cracking. And I've always had a soft spot for a fullback. And Hakimi, for me, he should be in Ballon d'Or. He should be mentioned with the Ballon d'Or. I know it usually goes to a striker, but he's been injured. Doué, who we were linked with, 2 years ago? Was it two or three years?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago, I think.
He's been injured, and Dembélé has been injured. But I've heard rumblings that Dembélé is back and ready.
I read in the press conference he's in the squad. I don't know if he's going to start, but I think he's in the squad.
But I think they've got too much for us. We have been losing matches in the midfield. Chelsea just monstered us in midfield. As good as Paulinho is at screening, Enzo and Caicedo just are different beasts. They're just monsters of midfielders. Yeah, I agree, Carl.
How Spursy would that be if I should go and do that tomorrow night?
Well, and do you know what? The reality is, Dermot, that despite the weekend, we do have the players are capable of turning up. They are capable of turning up. They are capable of putting in a performance. I do think the problem that we're definitely going to be inconsistent, whatever. You know, even if we pick up a bit of form, we're going to be inconsistent. And that's just the nature of having younger players, you know, a lot of younger players. But it's football, isn't it, Dermot? It is possible that we turn up tomorrow and Xavi has a worldie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Kudus puts in two assists, and you know, and whoever plays up top, takes on their centre backs.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. No, I agree, man. I don't want to spoil my predicted lineup, which is out tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, lads. So do join me for that. Do watch that. I recorded that this evening. So the team news and the predicted lineup is out. But I've made four changes to the team on Sunday. And I just felt we've gone back. I will say the formation, I've gone back to a 4-2, a 4-1. I've gone with a 6, an 8, and a 10 in midfield. I haven't gone with a double pivot. I've gone with that, and I've made changes up front. So join me at 9 tomorrow, guys, for that. This is PSG's form guide in the Champions League so far. They've had 3 wins, 1 defeat, got 9 points and 5th in the table. The last game was a 7-2 win over Bayer Leverkusen in Germany. Tottenham Hotspur, on the other hand, sitting 10th, still unbeaten, by the way, on 8 points. If you look at these games, Rain, you look at the Villarreal game, a game we were very lucky to win. You were there probably at that game. We had the Bodo Glimt, and then we had the win against Copenhagen. Look, I said it about Copenhagen. Really and truly, the first 4 games, Rain, we should have really won all 4, to be fair. And we should be sitting there 4 wins, played 4, won 4, and sitting well within the top 8. You were at the Copenhagen game. I said Copenhagen, no disrespect to them, weren't really any challenge to us that night. You were at the game. Was it different being at the game for me, like watching it on TV? Was I right to say that? Was I giving Copenhagen less credit than what they deserved?
I wasn't at the Copenhagen game.
Okay, you won that Copenhagen game.
I don't do midweek games because it's just too hard for me to get to the stadium. I've done a few over the years, and it's, you know, like even the 8 o'clocks on a Saturday.
Yeah,
I'm not home till 1 a.m. So yeah. I'm a single dad. Even though he's a teen, it's still not right, really. So I don't do it. It's the midweek games are very difficult. At the Tottenham Stadium, it can be very very cold. The atmosphere at the stadium is very, I mean, it hasn't been brilliant normally, but but it can be very sort of it can be very stale because you don't have any groups of people who are, you know, who are singing. A lot of the people who are going don't necessarily know all the songs. They don't know how to join in. I think that's a general problem with the stadium, but that's for another day. But it's kind of exacerbated for those types of games. Plus, you know, we've seen so many horror shows, haven't we, over the years? Yeah. So I think PSG, I've just gone and had a look, and because of tonight's results, because Chelsea beat Barcelona, they're now sitting in seventh.
Yeah.
PSG. So they really need to beat us.
Yeah.
Which makes it even worse.
Can I just say, I did all these PDFs before tonight's game, so I know some of them might be a bit out of date. So I did do them all before. So yeah, thank you so much to you. And actually, so big up to you as Ray Ray, man. Big up to you, David, as well. Spurs are now sitting in 12th place as from tonight. I know David said all the British sides. Where did he say who lost tonight? Where is it now? I have to go back. Apparently, all the... Maybe, Dave, you can put it... Oh, there it is. Is that it? Oh, yeah. Man City, Newcastle and Barcelona have all lost tonight the Champions League. So that is a wow. On the injury front, it's good news. We've got players back, but Maddison is still out to next summer with his ACL. Kulu could be back in December. He was out with the ACL. Dragson couldn't be back in December as well with his knee. Davis is still out with his hamstring. And Solanke couldn't be back December or January. And then the referee tomorrow night, of course, is Felix Zayawaya. Say that when you're not drunk. From Germany. They're all from Germany. Just put it that way. We've got a Soren there. We've got a Daniel. We've got a Christian. And we've got a Robert. Don't ask me to say the surnames, but they're their first names. So, they're your officials for tomorrow night. All German. Big up to you guys. Remember, we help Bayern Munich out. So you need to help us out. If you do want to watch,
maybe they're Leverkusen or Dortmund fans.
Maybe they are. Maybe it's Tottenham. Send a player to one of their clubs, please. If you are in the UK and Ireland, of course, it's on TNT Sport. If you're in the United States, it's on Paramount Plus. If it's in Australia, you're on Stan Sport. If you're in India, because I know we do have viewers from India, it is on Sony Live. And if you're in Qatar, if there is any bored Qatari princes that are just got nothing to do with their money. Yes, we do put you up in the Spurs on TV. We're very welcome for you to come in and be our come and buy us out and be our sponsor. We don't mind being THFC Two with Dice sponsored by Qatari Airways. You know, we don't mind. We're not backwards and coming forward. We'll take your money. Sports
might even get a mention in the opening credits.
We'll put it in there. We'll put a big plane in there for you. We will do. We promise we will. Carlos, Solanke news is that he's had a setback and he'll be out for another 2 weeks because he blew his nose.
The problem is. I'm not sure if he's joking or if that's actual news. I'm not sure.
No, I think he's joking. And Carl says, you weren't saying that about the takeover. No, I wasn't actually, but yeah, I've changed my mind.
Yeah, it's different when it's money. It's different when it's our money.
So if you are watching, we're quite happy to call the channel THFC Two with Dice, sponsored by Qatari Airways. So, if you are watching, please. But Rain, look, we are going to end up the show. What's your score prediction tomorrow, bud?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of variables, isn't there? I really hope we go out. I really hope we go out and attack them. I really hope that, Frank, I don't know what your predicted line, but I really predicted lineup is. But I'm really keen to see it. I'm really interested to see it. Actually, I'm champing at the bit to see your predicted lineup. But I hope that he you know, I think Frank has just got to start playing like Porro at right back and Xavi at 10 yeah. and just playing them. And if they're not playing, play somebody else in the 10, you know, like Saar, yeah. you know. And if Spence is at right back, then he has to be told. You have to get forward. You have to be an attacking fullback, you know, rather than just, you know, do the spenitentiary or whatever it is.
Goal score prediction.
Now that's a Spurs. Yeah, that's a Spurs scoreline.
Yeah.
I can't see anything other than a PSG win.
I know. It's bad. Know. Your heart's telling you something else, isn't it? Your heart's dragging you to that place where you know you shouldn't go, but you are going to go, and your head's going, hang on a minute, you're not going there. You're staying. Be sensible.
You know what? I can see us. Yeah, exactly. I desperately don't. Yeah, I do a prediction league. I'm on a charity prediction league with one of my mates.
Yeah.
And the amount of times I look at Spurs and I always give a favourable result. Do you know what I mean? I can see us losing, but I'd love like a 4-2. I'd love for us to score a few goals. You know, really, really go for it and put a bit of a smile back in the fan bases.
Yeah, I would say. Big up to JSY Football, member for 3 months. Big up to you, Jess, Stacey, and all the girls over there at JSY. Please, I hope you're doing well, and thank you for your support. Really do appreciate it. Really means a hell of a lot. So big up to you, Jess, and Carl says big up, Jess, as well. Big up to you. Right, we've got David Clark saying 8-5 to PSG. Big up to John Fitzpatrick, my Irish brother. Hope you're doing well. 4-0. We don't have a chance, in my opinion.
PSG 4-0 to PSG.
Khan's gone for 7-1 Spurs, and they're all own goals.
Love OG.
I mean, Carl, never change. Just never change, bud. And big up to you. Big up to you. Big up, Jess. And then David Clark says, "We have beaten the French at everything. You know, we have beaten the French at everything in their history, apart from bloody football." Well, look, for being from Ireland, I don't know what you're beating the French at. I know we've beaten the English a few times, and especially the football. But that's for another show and another time.
Are you giving a prediction, Dermot?
Yeah, I am, yeah. My heart says 2-2 draw. That's my heart. My head says a 2-0 PSG win.
Oh, no, I want to see us score some goals, mate.
But look, we are on tomorrow from 7:45 with the watch along. Rain Man's going to join me for match reactions after the game, so you're going to see a lot of him tomorrow. I'm on We Are Tottenham TV from 6:30, so join me over there in the pump up with Kate, Jim, and the guys over there in We Are Tottenham TV. And yes, we are doing it. Oh, tomorrow is going to be a nightmare, but we're Tottenham Hotspur fans. We never give up. There's an old saying we have here in Ireland. You never beat the Irish. I'm going to end it on this. You never beat the Spurs. Come on, you. That's the way I'm going to end it. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play out the new intro because it is new. A lot of people haven't seen it, so I'm going to play it out in its entirety. Spot the Easter eggs and let me know in the comments if you can spot them because there are some in there at the beginning. That's my clue. See you tomorrow at 4. See you tomorrow. And we are Tottenham TV. Join me at 6:30. Come on, you Spurs.
White and blue running through my veins. On the pitch where the glory. Just